order. Mara, please determine a quorum.
Sarah Holmgren
here.
Jay Lister is, looks like he's walking in the door.
Oh, great.
Cheryl Files
here.
Katie Holmland
here.
Meg Lister
here.
Kinley Lister
here.
You have a quorum.
Great. Okay. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll make a motion to approve today's agenda, May 11th, 2021. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? If not,
okay.
Mara, please call the roll.
Cheryl Files?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Kinley Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Next, we have student presentation. Do we have a student presentation role? No. Okay. And we'll move on then to student representative report.
So PHS is prepared for the end of the school year with students working on final projects and seniors preparing for graduation. The student body recently voted on who will be serving on the ASB board for next year. On Friday, students got the opportunity to attend a college and career fair where they learned about different colleges, career options, and life skills like money management. Baseball and track season are both underway, and they have both had the opportunity to travel for events. D.D. Toyamura and Jonas Bachland are both region champs for wrestling in their respective weight divisions, and then they'll be going to state soon. And then yesterday, the prom king and queen were crowned. This year, there is no prom, but the students still got to nominate prom royalty. Right now, and then continuing out in the week, PHS art is on display as part of the Mayfest art show. Jazz band has been preparing for their final concert of the year, which will be tomorrow.
Do you know if the jazz band, will that be broadcast?
I believe so.
Oh, great. It's going to what?
Outside.
Outside! Oh, that's even better.
Oh, do we know what time?
Right, 7.
7, 9, 7. so it's going to be outside. The jazz band people are showing up at about 6:30 to kind of set up. We're going to have everything kind of chained off out there. Each jazz band person is getting like 4 spectator tickets to come in and sit under the covered area. So the jazz band will be one in a minimum 20-foot gap, and then chairs kind of spaced off underneath the covered area just in case it doesn't look as pretty as this. And then having them match when they come in. And we're going to keep track of who shows up in a little outdoor little jazz concert.
Neat.
Running power from the shop and got it all set up. And,
and board, you're welcome to attend. Since it's outside. Yeah. You might have to stand on the side a little bit, but it's still funny. It's still alive.
Oh, I'll be able to hear.
Yeah. Good.
And Mara is saying that we have to come to the podium tonight so that everybody can hear on the
radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Finley. Any other questions for her? Okay, we'll move on to correspondence. No, I will say publicly we did receive a couple letters from parents in the community related to the recent shutdown of a couple of classes in the elementary school, but they have requested them not to be read online, but the entire board was able to read them. Next, comments from audience unrelated to agenda items.
We don't have anyone online to speak for either.
Okay. And so even related to agenda items, nothing. Okay, comments from board members.
I have one quick thing to say. I just wanted to point out and thank teachers. I've noticed we had that nice stretch of weather, and I just really enjoy seeing so many teachers get in their classrooms outside to learn. Obviously, I'm a fan of it in all weather, but it was really great to see them utilizing those outdoor spaces for different lessons and different ways to engage kids. And just send a reminder out that Monday not only is Mayfest, but it's also International Teach Outside Day. So encourage teachers to get outside and whatever the weather brings us, and engage our kids outside if appreciate the effort that they've made, though, because I know it's a big switch to take your lesson outside.
Neat, I didn't know that. Maybe the weather will cooperate. Our fingers crossed. Okay, thank you, Katie. All right, we'll move on to the consent agenda, which includes our accounting report, payroll, electronic funds transfer, as well as our regular and special meeting notes. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda for May 11th, 2021. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded by Meg. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Mark, can you please call the roll?
Kinley Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Cheryl Files?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgrave?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Next, we'll move on to our committee, or excuse me, I jumped all the way down there. Administrative reports. First, we'll start with Superintendent. Okay, now take it away.
Great. Thank you. Well, the first thing I guess I wanted to say is just as a follow-up here, we're on Tuesday, the week after, but last week was Teacher and Staff Appreciation Week, and it was a great week to recognize all the efforts of all of our staff throughout this year and all the work that's gone into providing quality programs and quality instruction for our kids in a very challenging time. So just a really huge shout-out to all of our staff for all the work this year and finishing strong this spring, and also to recognize people who brought in special treats and sent cards and messages and notes and different things to lots of staff members this week. People really do appreciate that. So just wanted to say that publicly and recognize the efforts of our amazing staff. So thank you. And thank you to the board for helping to provide some breakfast on Friday. I think people were very happy about cinnamon rolls and breakfast burritos. It's great. So thank you for that. Further down the list, and I'll just hold off on it because it's on there as an agenda item, but just to give an update on where we are with the American Rescue Plan and some requirements around that for the next installment of the funding that's coming through. There's quite a few more requirements and things that we need to do in order to receive the money this time that we haven't in the past, so we're working through those requirements, and we'll be getting information out to people. There's quite a bit of work related to receiving stakeholder feedback, so stay tuned for that. We are also in the process of working through the Department of Health and Social Services grant to it's related to screening and testing and reopening the school in the fall, and there's some funding available there that I think I spoke of maybe a little bit last time, and we're planning to use that funding to hire a school district nurse, and we're very excited about that with all the things that have fallen on some of us that are not medical people. So I think that will be a really great support to our students and our staff in the coming year. So that will be, actually it just went out today, so it's posted for anybody out there in the radio land interested in working for the school district and being a school district nurse, check out our employment opportunities or give me a call. Those of you that have been following the news, just an announcement that came out that it was approved yesterday. The vaccine is available for students and children 12 to 15, of course, with parents' involvement and permission. So that's just mostly for people's information. And we do have information coming from DHSS that we'll send out as well this week related to some opportunities for parents to find out more information and ask questions of some of the healthcare professionals from the state. And so we'll get some information out this week. It is not a requirement, just saying that out loud publicly. So it's an option at this point, and we will just be getting information out to people about that as we receive it. So things are changing quickly. A couple more announcements that we posted on our Facebook pages, and we've put out in bulletins, but we'll keep pushing a couple messages. One of them is related to, it's been around most of this year, but the Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer, which is PEBT. Information, and I think, Katie, you brought this up before, too, just looking for, you know, helping families find support throughout the pandemic. And so there's some information that we've put out about that. There's an EBT card, and that's related to meals and supporting families in that. So if you have any questions about that, we've got information on our website, and we've put it out, you know, to families. And you could check with me. You could check in with Carly Johnson McIntosh. We'll try to direct people to the right places. It's not really a school thing, but it's one of those, we're a venue to get information out. So it's another thing as we're going into summer that people might want to know. And most recently, I don't know if anybody heard this, because I think it was on the news this morning or maybe yesterday. Things coming at us quick and fast. So the school district, we're putting out information related to something that's come out from the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, related to broadband access. We're fairly fortunate in our community, but this is something that's coming out, coming down from the federal level to provide discount of $50 per month toward a one-time purchase of a computer, toward broadband service for eligible households, and up to $100 per household to help contribute towards purchasing a laptop or a tablet. So there's information there. We've got it out on Facebook. It's www.getemergencybroadband.org. So there's some supports out there for families related to accessing information and accessing food. So if you need any information, you can check in with us.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Do we have a plan for, speaking of helping families, the summer food service? Does Carly know where she's going to be distributing or how it's going to be set up?
I think we'll do two locations again, probably the elementary school for pickup and the, probably the library again, but we'll confirm that for sure. And then we're working around summer school schedules as well and getting information out to people about that. And I think talking transportation for summer school as well, but I think this year we're going to just have those two locations for pickup.
And will it be a daily thing, or is it going to be like they did when we closed for a while, where they sent like a week?
I think she's planning for daily at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we'll get all that, but that's a good reminder. We'll get all that posted as she finalizes that.
Okay.
So, yep. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments? Okay. Next up, we'll have elementary principal's report.
All righty. We have had a lot of things happen, and so you will see that growing list of everything that's happened, from the fifth grade play, which was awesome, to Lunch Lady Superhero Day, which was also awesome. Lots of hiring that's gone on, and we're still in the process of hiring. Just a couple special shout-outs to Sarah Dems, who came in to the school and volunteered and brought all the teachers gifts last week in the school at the elementary. And then for our partners in education, that was awesome. That was much needed. Tuesdays and Thursdays mealtime, that was very well organized, and thank you for that. Also, our longtime recess duty people have been Miss KP, Katie, Mara, Bridget. We've had Molly and Anthony Tabor, and yeah, so just a big shout out. I know it's coming down. You got the day off today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that was nice.
We have a late parent.
I think she got a lunch break today.
No.
Yeah. Currently enrolled right now, we have 207. We are starting to shut down our the after-school recess will be the last day on May 25th, and our homework busters will be next week on Thursday. Our student council has already ended, and Girls on the Run is coming to an end. I think that's my alarm. That was last night's alarm for this elk dinner that we had to pick up the meal. Sorry. Our Alaska Reads Act, it is going to be heard, I believe, on Thursday. And it's in the Senate, in the Finance Department, so they're going to be hearing that on Thursday, which is, I'm looking forward to something from there. I don't know what I'm looking forward to, but something. We're finalizing our preschool and getting those applications, they're coming through the door, lots of talk around there. Looking at our school days for next year, kindergarten and then grades first through fifth, I think one of the big discussion items right now is Friday school days from 8 to noon, and then at noon we do have quite a bit of new teachers, so allowing them a grade level collaboration time on top of their in-service time is what we're really looking at for those Fridays. Our SPED numbers right now, our special education, is 54 students. We have 3 referrals, and so we're trucking along at that and rolling over into a new system. And then looking at what's to come, we are in the middle of our MAP testing. It's been really interesting because we've also had to do PEAKS testing and MAP testing because the PEAKS window has been open until this coming Friday. So we've had lots of students gone. Still lots of students are still gone and unable to take those tests at this time. Some students have checked out for the rest of the school year. Just those kinds of things have been going on that we're trying to gather all this information and testing before they head out, but some we have failed to do so. Our field day is a field week, and it's going to be on the week of May 17th, which is next week. Monday will be regular swim gym, and then Tuesday through Thursday will be field day for grade levels. We're looking at class picnics and beach walks, lots of field trips. Fifth grade is going to hopefully head up the Petersburg Creek on Friday, but the weather, it seems to be a 90% chance of rain now. Those 3 days of sun went away, and so we're looking at next Tuesday too, possibly. And then one of our last events for the year will be some sort of consolidation voting for our migrant Title I funding that we have to get a majority of votes saying yes, we would like to be consolidated, and if we are consolidated, then that gives us the opportunity to spread the money and services kindergarten through fifth grade. If it's not consolidated, then it's only targeting the, I believe it's 40 kids that are migrant in the elementary school at this time. So, and that's it.
So who does the voting on that?
I believe that the voting comes from whoever shows up at the event. And so it's the majority of that voting, or of that population.
For that voting.
Right? Yeah.
I think last year, we took a digital attendance.
We did cyber safety.
Yeah.
And did a digital, online voting for consolidation. Yeah.
So is that a vote that you have to do annually?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Heather? Thank you. We'll move on now to Middle School High School with Principal Support, Mr. Dormer.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you again for letting me miss last board meeting. I hate to do that. I'd be with my family and son while he was going through knee surgery. He is recouping just fine, clunking along with that knee. And thank goodness they are tough because he's already putting it through quite a bit while he's in the brace. Thanks for letting me take time for that. Oh, speaking of time, we are just about out of time. Wow, May is flying by. A lot of things kind of wrapping up for the end. We are wrapping up PEAKS testing. We are wrapping up MAP testing for the middle school. Thank you to Ms. Whitstock and Ms. Derner for all that. A lot of work in the back, grabbing some of the kids who've been gone and unable to get it done during the windows that we had, so they're wrapping all that up. This Friday is our AP bio exam, and that will be an end to the AP exam. Thanks again to Ms. Derner for a lot of work getting all that organized, and for the students. So pretty grueling for the kids, but it's a great experience as a lot of these kids are headed off to college or post-secondary things will be having to deal with some of those bigger exams like that, know what it's like. So good experiences for the kids. Oh, we just had Ms. Cabral and I just had the fifth graders come over and visit and sit in the classrooms. That was really fun. We went over there yesterday and went in their classrooms, answer questions. So that's fun to see the kids walk over and they sit in the desk and look and they seem, no offense parents, they seem so small. They come over, but then, you know, sixth grade and eighth grade or, you know, getting ready for high school. So it's a fun time. Oaks dinner was last night and just a virtual dinner there. And thanks, Mr. Engel, for organizing that. It's fun to do those things. Mrs. Evans organized the voting that Kinley mentioned for the prom, king and queen of it, we have a prom. It's neat to do those things in such a tumultuous year so we can kind of feel a little normal and recognize kids, which is really, you know, important because the kids are just still doing great things despite the challenges. So I appreciate those things. They're fun routine things that happen every year that can happen, although they look different. So, cool stuff. Well, today is over and the actual school day is left for seniors, not counting graduation, is 8. That is not many at all. Pretty cool. They're in their senior banquet right now, which is put on by the senior parents. So those things are happening. Baccalaureate next Tuesday. I know you've all looked at the calendar. Local scholarships next Thursday. That's a virtual event like last year. It's really fun to see those little videos that some of the very generous donors in town put together. So looking forward to that event. That's Thursday, May 20th. And then, of course, the big graduation, May 24th, 7 p.m. And you've probably heard already a little bit that'll be in inside the gym, kind of traditional, but there's limited number of seats just for family of the students. And then it'll be shorter without the scholarships. And then we might have a little bit of band. We don't have a choir this year, unfortunately. And then we'll exit that, and they'll jump into cars with their families and do the parade. So about 7:45, 8 o'clock, they'll be parading through town and Skippy and trying to get that parade map out. We were talking about how to get that. Again, Mrs. Lenhart and Mrs. Cups are leading up the senior charge there, too. So it's all happening here in the next week and a half or so. So stay tuned and be on your toes and get out there and see those kids before they head off. Fun stuff. So there's 12 days left for all other students. So we're still closing out and stuff to do. How's that sound, Kenley? 12 days. Easy, right? May 21st is the senior picnic as traditional. That's that Friday right before that weekend. That's also going to be exploratory day in middle school, and the staff are talking about what to do. It looks like we'll probably head up to the ball field with all the middle school students and have some different fun. We've actually got some cool ideas for some fun stations to get them out. That's a shorter day on that Friday, so some fun stuff happening there and getting outside and making it work, whatever the weather is. It'll be good. Like Mrs. Kahn said, hiring has been moving along. It's been busy. For secondary, for the meat of it, we are done. Great hires. Again, we are obviously losing some really amazing teachers, but we're getting some really amazing people in, which is a nice cycle, and we're really excited for some hires. So pretty cool for that. And with that, that means that secondary, we can start making our schedule because we know what people are certified in and not certified in and what we can offer at what times. And so that's great. We have the people with the credentials we wanted, so that schedule is coming together pretty quickly. We are hoping early next week to get out forecasting forms to high school kids and eighth graders and start looking at what their schedules could be before the kickoff for summer. So that is coming along, which is great. But that went well. Lots of help. Thanks again to lots of staff that helped with those processes. We have, you know, all those interview committees take a lot of extra time, some late nights, just doing the interviews, especially we're trying to coordinate with some people on the East Coast and stuff. And so it gets challenging cuts in their time. So we really appreciate it because it is a good process with a lot of teachers involved. Thank you, Mara, for lots of work on every single hire. She's in the background, papers and transcripts and making calls and helping with emails. So thank you for all that. It's a lot easier than that. We don't have to do it all on our own. Notice out there, if everyone heard, we are not doing a finals week. We did not do a finals week at the end of January, traditional. We are not doing a finals week this week in the high school. It's just schedule as usual. That doesn't mean students are not having finals. It just means we traditionally had an hour and a half block, so we'd rotate, and we're not doing that just because things are so different. We have those four classes, summer long, and just different times. So we're just doing a regular schedule, but there will still obviously be some project finals and senior presentations and all that fun stuff happening still in classes. Another talk with staff also, and we're trying to get this word out, and obviously we'll publicize it a little bit more as we look at handbooks, hopefully the next board meeting, and then we'll let parents know as they start planning for next year, et cetera. The secondary schools will not be offering this remote learning option for every class all the time. That's obviously a great way in some instances. In fact, we will still probably continue to utilize it for some activities, as that's kind of how we started down that road. I believe Mr. Troutman may have been one of the first. Yep. Mr. Cabral's nodding his head, so yeah. But just having it open for any time a student, whether they're, you know, on vacation or they're at a medical trip or, you know, they have some COVID concerns or at home, and we're not going to offer that for all classes. There's a lot of reasons behind that, and I can have probably an hour conversation. If anyone's listening or any board member wants to talk through that, I'd be happy to talk through that. But we've hashed this out with staff quite a bit, both in the buildings and as a group on our last Friday end service. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. Yeah, that's it for now. Any questions? It's a fun but a busy time of year.
Any questions? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Brawl. Activities report.
Okay, it's only two pages. Mm-hmm. Shorter than a mitigation plan, so that's good. All right. Yeah, lots of things happening. Oh, boy. Wrestling has finished up their regular season in regions. We actually have four now that have qualified total. Wyatt Litzer and Jonas Anderson have qualified for state as well with some scratches that we had across, so just finished that up. Created their mitigation plan for state travel, which we'll talk about later to kind of look and see if we would get the blessing to go up to state. I think our mitigation plans are working extremely well. Our double antigen testing is doing really good. being able to do that with our students for all of our activities and athletics, because there's such a high risk when they're traveling and everything else that's happening. So it's doing really well. Thank you to Mr. Trumpman helping out with that. With our testing, we are able to get through all 50 of our tests in about 2 hours. So it's doing real well. Track and field has had 2 weekends already, getting ready to do a somewhat virtual meet this weekend, a one-dayer up in Juneau. Haynes can't handle a whole lot of individuals coming there. It's supposed to be a north-south, so we're going to go up to Juneau and do some hand times, and then come back on Saturday afternoon and put all our results in and get our last hurrah before regions next week. Already we're looking at regions for track and field, so... Coming around the corner, baseball just finished out their last home weekend, and that was our last home event. So crazy to think about that, that being our last home event. We did pick up a win against Sitka, which was awesome. Great games. A lot of offense, so it was pretty cool. And just want to thank everyone that has helped out from our crazy, weird, unique, unique is probably a better word, of cross-country meet that we started off in October to where we are now in May. It's been a year. It's been interesting, but at least we had a lot of good participation numbers for all of the activities that we had with our ups and downs. Jazz band concert tomorrow. We're doing it outside. PHSR students, like Kinley said, doing the Little Norway Art Exhibition at the Clausen Museum. It's going to be open all week from 10 to 5. 10 to 5 so you can see them. What were you guys painting today outside?
Just observational painting.
Nice. I saw you guys out there. That was pretty cool. That was really good. And it is interesting, but mark it on your calendar, 78 days till PHS cross country starts. Yeah, to let you guys know, 78 days. Our fall schedule is listed on the activity calendar. Our schedules, we've made our schedules just in case, so we wanted to make sure we had dates and everything put up there. So we have scheduled Honor Music already for the fall. We have scheduled 2022 Art Fest. We have scheduled 2022 Music Fest already. It is on the calendar. So if you need information on when those are, they're up there. When is Region Basketball? It's on there. State Basketball. All that stuff is, we're looking at calendars in April 2022 already. So our fall schedules are all done and ready to rumble there. And then with middle school, we're middle school cross country. Our tentative start date is August 25th. So right now, check out Planet HS, those of you listening out there in radio world, and start knocking those physicals out for next year. So here we go. It's awesome. Still waiting on our awards for our middle school Native Youth Olympic kids, since we had so many kids medal and all of their goodies that they got from that. The high school one had a couple hitches just on the virtual and not being able to get all together. So but I think the middle school had a lot of participation within that. So it was really cool. And we'll do a little award ceremony for our NYO kids because we had 17 of them participate this year. So really cool. Really proud of them. They did amazing for not ever doing it, which Katie, you and I need to talk NYO.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. It'll be awesome. It'll be great. Questions? 78 days to plus.
Do we want to talk about state travel and what
we can.
I guess that's a question for you, Sarah, or if you want to put that down under when we're talking about travel.
Or we can put it in because it's under old business.
Those to me are almost, those are the same, but after hearing what happened down in Ketchikan, unfortunately we escaped that. Are we optimistic what's happening up in...
Yes, and so what has happened now with the state of wrestling, it is mandatory that they test prior to coming in. There's 3 options of testing that the state will have now, a verification form that our lovely superintendent, Mrs. KP, will have to sign off on for our wrestlers that all of our kids have tested. So the 3 options are a PCR test 72 hours before showing up to the state event with verification letter signed off by our administration here. The other option is twice weekly antigen testing for at least 2 weeks. We've been doing it for 3 months. Okay. So we're going to hit that one. We're right in that window, and everyone's been doing great. The kids have been doing amazing. They know how it rolls. And then the other option is to antigen test every 24 hours if you didn't do a 2 week prior type of scenario. So it's going, those are the 3 options, and we fall under the twice weekly antigen since we're doing it Mondays and Thursdays. Our travel schedule fits perfectly with where the state tournament meets for wrestling, too, because wrestling is going to be a two-day. They are going to separate the wrestling meets. So Division One, which is our larger schools, will be at Bartlett. Division Two, we just found out, and the girls will be at Chudiak. So they're going to be two separate locations to handle the flow of the wrestlers. They're working on spectator tickets. Right now, state track, they don't anticipate having spectators because of how many participants they are going to be there. And managing the participants and putting them in the bleachers is kind of what they're looking at as far as how many qualify. For wrestling and baseball, which I'm going to do baseball a little bit, they're looking at two spectator tickets for every individual student that qualified. So that's kind of what they're looking at it for. So if we do not come with our test sign-off form for our administration, they will not let our wrestlers wrestle. So wrestling is the only one that's requiring testing. We're going to continue to do it because it helps our school stay in session. Plus, we got graduation coming up, baccalaureate. We just don't want to lose out on all those other activities that we have during May. So it's been going really good, really good. But our mitigation plans have been, even though they seem tight, when the coaches can go out, grab the food, come back, or run into Fred Meyer really fast and come back out, it's working good. It's proved that we can do it well. The coaches and the kids know that they want to get their activity in, and that's it. It's kind of a business trip type of thing. We're going up, we're going to the gym, we're coming back to the lodging. Going to the gym, coming back to the lodging, going to the track field, back to the lodging, and then we're coming home. So every student still has the opportunity to PCR test if their parents wants to have them PCR tested up at the airport. In our mitigation plan for wrestling, since we do have school for a week when they come back, they can still be part of the antigen testing round just to check up if they want to. With track, when they go to state, when they return, school's out. Same with baseball. School's over for baseball, and they'll be practicing still. So they won't be coming back into the building for academics after that. Kind of looking at how our mitigation plans have worked so far, and the kids doing a really, really nice job of being safe while we're out there. The coaches, you know, doing great, keeping the kids together, keeping them minimized. It's kudos to them. Kudos to the kids and coaches. Just kind of, we still get to run and we still get to do our things. And yeah, we don't get to go shopping at Fifth Avenue Mall or Red Robin, but that's okay. That is okay. Yeah.
Is our budget doing okay as far? I know the kids are out staying in hotels, so it's got
a lot of costs. It has. And some of our activities that didn't happen, some of that money has gotten thrown over to some of the activities, kind of moving around. Budget wise, we're doing good. The big one that we're kind of discussing is state. If we do attend state, typically state is covered by the individuals themselves 100%. So we're kind of looking on a plan. We haven't been able to fundraise this year because we don't want to hit our community up when the economy hasn't been that good. So what we're kind of looking at is a plan of a monetary side for the kid, and then the school take care of a portion of it just for this year based on COVID and not having that ability to fundraise as much through the community. So kind of a help both sides type of deal just for 1 year to finish out the year. So, but budget's doing okay. Doing good. We're still under. Yes, Karen?
Still under so far. You'll end up being a flat.
We'll end up being zeroed out, perfect. And we have been able to kind of,
I'm sure she said perfect.
Yeah, perfect. We have been able to get some other things this year with some of the extra funds, like update uniforms that have really outdated, update some of the equipment. Specifically, baseball has updated the equipment because of new safety requirements on the chest protectors. We had to update all of our chest protectors because it's a new symbol that came out last year. So it's a little extra padding on the chest area because of baseballs to the chest and myocardial things happening and sudden cardiac arrest on some kids. So they've updated some of our equipment. So we've done some upgrades, which is also good. Track and field, nice new jersey, and wrestling, nice new singlet. Jonas Becklin ripped through one because his muscles are so. Right. Right. If it was every activity, the sustainability is not real high. If we kept up where some schools you couldn't group house anymore, we'd have to select, you know, if the travel stayed the same next year where some communities won't let more than one team in or you have to stay in hotels, we'd have to be very selective on what events we go to. Which is kind of a bummer, but we're doing something at that kind of that scenario. But yeah, sustaining it by hotels every trip, no way. Yeah, yeah, just on that piece alone. Yeah. So it was interesting this year when we started in the fall because they were 1 day trips. You know, no hotel. You know, no extra meals. We're going. You bring your own food, and then you turn around and you come back. And so it was really nice that way. And now that we're kind of overnighting, some schools won't let you stay in the building. It all depends on the community, what they can handle within their town. So Lysitka this weekend, and thanks to Ralph and Carla and Juan and the cleaning crew and everyone else, and Carly, oh my gosh, getting food for the kids. Sitka baseball was in our gym. That was it. And so we kind of like closed the gates. They're in there. Erica Thompson helping me cook food for them, and then we feed them in the cafe. Then they bring them up to the field, and then they come back to the gym, go for a walk, and sometimes they get cooped up in the gym, but it works out all right. They get to play. So pretty cool.
It's been amazing thinking about last August and a lot of high school families, especially, that was a big concern. And so
yeah.
To have finished the school year with the kids participating.
Yeah.
Wrestling, especially, as a wrestling parent, I had no hope. Well, I secretly constantly encourage him to do other things. But for him to get to wrestle and then add the Ketchikan debacle, knowing, our kids have been testing twice a week.
Yeah.
You don't really feel awfully worried because you know they're going to catch it fast. And they're following, they're doing good. And you never, I don't know, well, you have high schooler, but you don't hear a peep out of, the testing was, they're pros.
Yeah.
They do it.
They really are.
They practice and they're happy.
Yeah.
So,
and they get to run and play and do all that stuff. When we were on high alert, when we came back, once we learned of the positive down there, on testing, we're going, these next 2 weeks are going to be, kind of like quadruple checking every test that came by, and the kids did great and followed the mitigation plans, and the coaches know that they just want to follow every plan to the T so that the kids can have a good experience. And the kids have done amazing. They've done really good. The coaches have bought in. That's a big one, is having them buy into it too. So it's been good. The best we could ask for in this scenario.
And I think evolving over the year, like you're saying too, Meg, that we have tried to adjust and adapt to information as it comes out. And, what can we modify and adjust? And how do we bring in the screening testing? What does that look like? To be able to even be discussing state at this point.
We were all
there's no way, now we know more and we have,
more resources. And the kids know how to roll. They know the expectations all of those different changes. It's different, definitely. And surprisingly enough, Anchorage's numbers have dropped. So they are no longer in a red, they're in an orange, which is good. And then having two different locations for both of them, I mean, that's pretty good just to help minimize the cross traffic between both. So, and ASAA has done their basketball tournaments already. They've got that done. So they've been through, a couple events already to know how to manage who comes in, and electronic ticketing, which is kind of new this year. They're doing all electronic ticketing. So it's no cash flow anymore. You just go in and they beep your app. So it's all contact.
There'd be some
good
things to come out.
There are some good ones.
I don't want to jinx anything, but if you can get through a wrestling without sickness in any year,
I agree.
What is there? The year of the.
Thanks to Ralph and his crew, we have really, the coaches, even the cleaning portion of adding that. Piece into it. Okay, we're cleaning. Okay, we're outside, which is really good for being outdoorsy and letting the airflow. But just, I go back to fall. It's like, okay, 14 minutes. Okay, switch the baskets, spray them down. 14 minutes, switch the gear. So it was quite fun. Good memories. Good times. Yeah. And our mitigation plans, they keep evolving and things, some things on there become repetitive, but it's just good to, easy something to fall back on and kind of look at it and always know, okay, what am I supposed to do in this? And there it is. So it's been great. Yeah. I can't believe I did one mitigation plan. It was only four pages. I was like, no way.
The pro.
So, and then working on baccalaureate and graduations mitigation plan, too. So that one, we're going to submit those and have multiple sections on that one. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
School board committee report. Negotiations with the classified staff this week. Policy, Cheryl, probably nothing new since we're working on our most recent one. Technology and wellness.
That I'm aware of. Okay. They meet last. I can never make the meetings when they're
at. I know. There was. I was out of town too. You and Heather, I think, were there at the wellness meeting a couple weeks ago on the Monday. I can't remember the date. A week and a half ago, I think. Is that right?
A couple weeks ago, I was there.
Mm-hmm. Everything went well.
It went well. I don't remember everything about it.
I do remember I asked last month who is going to step into Ginger's role within the wellness committee. I don't think there was an answer, but there were some ideas. Mm-hmm. I know Carly is still in there, but who else is helping out with that 1801?
Potentially being looking at our new Swim PE teacher.
Oh, right.
Pretty interesting. Samantha Merkern, yeah. And then of course when we end up with a fabulous school nurse, I think that person should be very involved as well.
Yeah. So, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Excited about that.
Okay. Any special recognition? Okay. Old business. Return to school after travel protocol. So we have that on the agenda each month as to revisit it to see if we need to do any updates or changes. I think we'll probably continue to revisit this, but right now, especially as we get into more, I guess, I don't know. I have my own thoughts, but... you know, what could happen between even now and next fall could be very different.
Yeah, I think as we continue to get guidance, you know, related to what can be allowed or not allowed for people who are vaccinated or not vaccinated, that continues to change and evolve. And, you know, we're getting guidance from CDC about that and even related to masking and what that looks like in groups. And some of that, I think, will continue to open up and evolve, clearly between now and I think the beginning of the school year, we're going to keep getting, you know, guidance on that. I think continuing to remind people about the symptom-free protocol, I think that's some of the references that some of the letters that came in, you know, too, and just wanting to really be aware of that, you know, with our students and with our staff as well. It's so we are not a society that does well staying home, I think, symptoms of really anything, you know, so I think it's a mindset, though, just knowing that, especially, you know, if people have not been vaccinated or not gone all the way through that process, I think it's just important to really remember that and just be aware of that, you know, especially if you have travel, for anybody, student, staff, vaccinated, unvaccinated, people can get breakthrough cases, too, so some talk, I think, about whether to, you know, discuss the second test on the seventh day after people come back from travel. I think that probably is something we should just keep in our mind as we're, you know, brainstorming through that and looking at updating some of those protocols this summer within our Smart Start plan, or if there's other feedback and thoughts that you guys have or us as we're working through some of this this summer too, or concerns or.
I don't know if I want to say.
I think at some point we'll probably need, as difficult as it may be over the summer, to try and do some sort of work session on it, mostly because maybe we'll know even more by then, but also we have the dilemma, if you want to call it that, between just even staff being, you know, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, coming back from a planned trip or even an unexpected trip, and what the expectation is for post that. And, you know, it's difficult because it is a very private decision what you decide to do, but at the same time, that private decision does impact how you can go back to work. And I guess I'd like to see some burden of helping make that decision on that the staff comes back to maybe administration with a recommendation. Because right now it's been, you've had to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. But now that the world is very different than it was a year ago, mm-hmm. even last fall when people needed to leave town for different things and then they came back versus if you left town now, how things would be. And unfortunately, you know, with the school district, you've got school going on for a certain part of the year, and then you've got 2 months off, is trying, you know, what are you doing in that 9 months that could be done in the summer or to produce the least impact to students? I know I feel like I'm dancing around a bush a little bit, but I don't want to see the burden. I'll just leave it at that for now because I'm not really sure what the right answer is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think those are definitely questions that some of those questions that we're asking about with our, when we meet with the Department of Health and Social Services, you know, kind of pushing on those questions a bit about what do we think things, you know, are looking like, and what will there become requirements or not requirements, or where will that be, you know, for mm-hmm. families to make some of those decisions or for staff to make those decisions or, mm-hmm. You know, it's getting a little bit blurred as things go along with vaccination availability and, you know, not wanting to turn it into a referendum on people's choices or decisions. Mm-hmm. It's not that. I don't want to be put in that position either. I certainly did not ask for that position, but that's kind of what is coming because there are things that are allowed or, you know, for some people and not for others. And so it makes mm-hmm. it really challenging to navigate that, you know, in a public setting. We will see how those recommendations continue.
It sounds like, I guess, for the remainder of the school year is just leaving what we have in place, because it sounds like even you know, what Principal Khan said is some people have already checked out of school and are gone. So it doesn't sound like they're coming back anyway mm-hmm. if they've gone on a trip. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the same thing in middle school and high school.
Coming fast. There's a lot of people, some kids that are, you know, some moves and stuff, and the people that are checking out.
Okay. So we've got 12 school days left, or, you know, that maybe this, I don't know, what the rest of you think, it just finishes out the school year and we're revisiting over the summer based on our new data.
I agree with that, and I've been thinking about this a lot. We did get feedback from people, and I think something that COVID has taught us just culturally is that when you're not well, you should stay home. Whether you have, whatever you have, you know, if you have been throwing up all night, you shouldn't come to school the next day. If you have COVID, you shouldn't come to school the next day. You should stay home when you're not well, because we don't need to spread this, any virus to anybody. That being said, regardless of COVID, we know that when you travel, you have some risk of getting some virus. You know, you have some risk of coming back after being cooped up on a plane, of touching things, of doing activities that you aren't part of your normal life. There's a higher risk. So when you're making travel plans, you have to kind of take those things into account. And I think our policy should be reflective of that in the fall, COVID or no. You know, of course, there's some travel that you can't plan for. You can't plan for some medical travel. Maybe you have bereavement travel. Maybe you have an emergency. Those things you can't accommodate for. But if it's travel that can wait till a break, so that you can have that time to make sure that you're well, mind, body, and spirit to return to work, that's what we should do. And that that should be across the board. It should always been that way, but we our society is like work, 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 get to school, get to, you know. So I'm hoping we've learned something in all of our lines of work on that.
I do think as we're, when I get down a little bit to talk about the American Rescue Plan and the timelines of that, we're going to be probably talking about and getting more, even more feedback on this in June, because the Smart Start updated plan, the first sort of draft of it has to be up kind of by June 23rd. So
okay.
There's things, I mean, that doesn't mean that it's not, that we don't have more work to do on it or that we can't modify and adjust it as we get more information.
But you
have to produce something. There's some timelines, yeah, that are coming there. So
okay.
There'll be some opportunity, I think, to look at that too. So,
okay. Anybody, any other comments?
And Jamie, did you want to say anything else on any other travel things?
No,
or anything else with
your
plan?
At the state wrestling meet too, if we have individuals, coaches that are vaccinated, they are not required to have a PCR test, but we are, or an antigen, but we are still antigen testing. Even though we have certain individuals that are vaccinated, we still antigen test them just so we can keep tracking and take care of our stuff too. So yeah, that's what we're doing. Everything's kind of up in the air too for fall. It all depends on what things will look like in the fall. So, but we just want to make sure we had a schedule ready so we didn't have to go last minute, so everyone can kind of plan. But July 28th, cross country.
July 28th. You don't even get into August. Oh,
no,
my goodness.
No, yeah, we don't get into August. Yeah, yeah, August we're running. It's gonna be 90 degrees.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Somewhere.
Not
yeah.
Here.
Love it.
Subtract maybe 25 degrees.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Or more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Travel's fun.
Any other feedback or comments or suggestions? Okay. We'll move on to new business then. Public hearing for Indian Education Grants.
Oh,
give you an update on what we did. Our PING group, our Petersburg Indigenous Native group, a little bit of a challenge this year. We did not go over to Sitka with our crew. Mount Edgecombe even held a miniature version of their World Cultures Day, and a lot of it was virtual. They called it Mount Edgecombe Founders Week Light, L-I-T-E, light version this year. And they had a couple speakers come in and a couple virtual things happen. But one of the big things that we did, we finally got Native Youth Olympics going in our school district, which has been amazing. And so I think we're going to continue to do that, especially with our high school kids. If you've ever seen the high school NYO tournament, it is unbelievably awesome. And they do that at the Alaska Airlines Center up north. And we've got some kids that have already gone through the system and kind of seen how things go. So I think that's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. And talking with the fifth graders today, talking with NYOs, a lot of them kind of lit up. So it was like, ooh, we could do that. I go, yeah, how many of you were here when Nick Hansen was here? They're like, yeah. So that's something that I'm glad we got going this year. We got the equipment for it too, so we can set up six stations of everything that they're doing. And there's some event for every type of kid, no matter what. So the tall ones, the short ones, whichever ones, you know, it was super fun, super cool, excited about them. And this year with middle school was very different with intramural programs. So we got a very different population of kid to participate this year too. So that was even better. And maybe we keep the intramurals along with the activities that we do. So keep the kids busy, keep them involved, keep their grades up and everything else. So, but with our PING group, that's kind of what we're looking at next year, keeping NYOs in for both middle school and high school, as well as doing the cultural event, cultural trip with our kids, our freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, and finally taking that younger group on the cultural trip that we used to do, because we had a couple years where it was, you know, our kids that started, and they've are the first group, this group is graduating now. That was kind of the first wave of kids to do that. So now the new crop is showing up. So it'll be fun. And we team well with Mount Edgecombe and their Founders Week and with UAS Sitka, plus with UAS Juneau, Clink and Haida in Juneau, Sea Alaska. They've done an amazing. But that trip, I think, was one of the best when we went to Sea Alaska and we got to go in the vault and see some things. And the kids just kind of roll off their cultural piece, too. So pretty darn cool. I think I still have a paddle in there.
Okay.
But we also did, we teamed up with Migrant and Mrs. Khan, and our kids got to do lifeguard training, CPR, and first aid certification as well for our kids that are Native Alaskan, American Indian. They had that option to do as well this year. So trying to find some things for them to still do and still be involved, and also making sure that they're on track to graduate and everything's good. So.
And then kind of outside of that, but in support of it, is we've mentioned a couple of those grants that we've been involved with this year with the Alaska Heritage Institute, the training that Rick and Heather and I and three teachers from each building are involved in, that leadership training, train the trainer model to work with that cultural proficiency within the district and provide that support for our staff and students moving forward. And so we're still in the middle, we're still in the process of you know, working through that grant as well. Great training. And then we've had three trainings, I guess, for all the staff on Fridays for all the teachers to be involved with that too. So that's been a good partnership. I think they're really doing a lot of outreach to communities and providing lots of support and access and opportunities for.
Yeah, that was good. Little culturally responsible curriculum stuff, how you can build it into your teaching curriculum for the whole staff was really, really good, making sure you hit all the cultural standards of that. So, and I think there's a, how many of our staff did the cultural training course as well. They met on Thursdays and Saturdays for hours and hours, and they got to team up with people from Metlakatla, Ketchikan, Juneau, Sea Alaska speakers. It was really good. A lot of information for those kids in that population. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so really cool.
Great.
But, yep, we'll try to get that going again next year and have our kids do the lovely Southeast tour on the plane.
Right.
Team up and meet up with some kids and do some cultural events. It's really cool.
My reflection is that in spring. That's what I was thinking.
In the spring, okay. So right around
by then.
Yeah, Elizabeth Pradovich Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And so when we can time it correctly, our kids also get to see the Athabaskan dancers, the the Yupik dancers and everything else, and then the Sheldon Jackson Museum is just phenomenal. So the kids just get blown away about how much history is stuck in that little room. So when they go, they spend hours there just looking around at all the different things and pulling the drawers out and seeing everything. So really good for them to just kind of go back in culture. And then they found relatives that work there that they didn't know. Oh, I guess we're related. So then, yes, you are by your family tree. So it's been good. It's been really good for that, for those kids.
Good.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Comments or questions? Okay, we'll move on to 16.2. Action item, our board policy 5141.42, professional boundaries of staff with students, in our second reading. This is our board policy that we did pass in the first reading last month, and so I'll make a motion to approve it in its second reading, board policy 5141.42. Could I have a second? Okay, motion's been made and seconded by Katie. Any discussion or changes or edits? I felt pretty comfortable with the product, with the language. And
do you have to recess to public?
Oh, yes, you're right. I guess we'll recess. Sorry, I missed that step. I always miss that step sometimes. Okay, I'll recess for public comments.
There is no one online for public comments.
Okay, I will now bring us back out of recess. Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any other discussion from board members? Okay, hearing none. Mara, please call the roll.
Kinley Lister?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Board policy passes 5-0. Next, we'll move on to our budget revision for the operating budget 2021. Okay. I think we need to still make a motion. I'll make a motion for the budget revision, if I could have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded by Meg, and now we can have a presentation and a discussion afterwards.
Hi everyone, it's so nice to see you guys. It's the first time I've been actually in person in probably a year and a half. So
Tonight I'm pleased to present to you guys a high-level budget revision. This budget revision is very minimal. I actually would call it a housekeeping budget revision, since there's not any substantial changes. The proposed changes to revenue and expenditure are actually less than 0.5%, but I'm still going to give an overview in nickel and dime it, because that's what I do. most of these changes in tonight's revision are the tidying up of salaries and benefits. So the proposed changes to our revenue is an overall increase of $35,171. Again, about 0.5% change. That would have our revenue increase from $8,688,000 to $8,723,000. These increases are from conservatively budgeting in the beginning of the budget cycle in student fees and also other revenue from PCAR rebates and the APEI grant. We have a small increase in the federal E-rate program for funds that we received for Category 2 projects that John and I applied for, and we were awarded. This award actually provided the district with new wireless access points. And then we had a small decrease in our foundation funding, and that's mostly due to rounding, and then truing up our PERS and TERS on behalf payments with the adjustments to the changes in salaries and the expenditure side. So flipping over to expenditures, when we're looking at expenditures by function, I'm proposing an overall decrease in our expenditures of $48,096 from $8,783,000 to $8,762,000. So when we talk about function in school finance, it's kind of what we do in the school. So regular instruction, the proposed decrease of $33,418 to $3,772,000. These in changes include the small changes to salaries and benefits, changes to professional development, and a small decrease in teaching supplies. Moving on to special education, a proposed decrease of $14,402 to $1,133,000. These changes are also decreases to salaries and benefits, as well as changes to professional development costs. We are providing some additional training for our special education teachers and an increase in supplies for these trainings that the teachers will be attending. Support services students, that's our counselor budget. Overall increase of $32,765 to $341,399. This increase is reflective of the required reporting of PERS and TERS on behalf amounts. These are for the additional teachers that we hired for the temporary teachers for our COVID mitigation plan. And we are required to report our PERS and TERS grant positions in function 300. So that's why we see an increase in there. Support services instruction. This is our library and technology budget. We have an overall increase of $3,689 to $716,000. Again, this is the cleaning up of salaries and benefits and a small increase in purchase services to fund a software program renewal within this fiscal year. And I'm just going to make a little side note. One of the reasons why our monthly accounting bills were so high in April is because we have all our renewals for next year for our software program. So, this was another one I was trying to fit in this year because I don't know, at the time when I was initially working on this, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to carry more than 10% forward, so I was trying to fit everything in. Our next line item is school administration principals. We have an overall decrease of $22,432 to $308,397. This decrease is reflected of salary and benefits as well for the principals that were working over the summer and not on contract. We were actually able to apply for Local CARES Act money to fund those additional times. So I removed it from this budget revision. School administration support services, that's our secretary budget. We have a decrease of $14,815. To to $231,000. Again, salaries and benefits, we had some staff change in the fall, so that's reflective of that. District administration, this is the superintendent and school board budget, a slight increase of $6,105 to $337,505. Again, small changes to salaries and benefits, and an increase to legal services, which I decreased in the fall revision, which I should know better. And so I will be keeping the legal services the same in the fall and adjusted in the spring. So now I'm adding that money back in. District administration support services, this is the finance budget, a decrease of $5,588 to $265,624. This is really a decrease because of auditing services, with our auditing happening remotely. So that's that. Operations and maintenance, this budget, there's no proposed change, so I'm keeping it flat at $1,175,571. There was slight decreases in employment benefits with new hires that mostly affected retirement and health insurance. We did reduce utilities and heating fuel for actual costs. These two line items I typically over budget for, and then we true up in the spring. So that's what we're doing. And then I moved those funds into purchase services so that Ralph can contract out some of the work that's needed at the school. And then I also gave him a small amount of move some of the funds into his supply budget for maintenance and custodial. So he's set for the rest of the school year. Student activities, we had a kind of a brief conversation about that earlier. I'm also proposing that this budget stay flat at $330,700. Again, this was a cleanup budget, cleaned up salaries and benefits. It was a small reduction to travel, an increase in supplies for the different programs, and an increase in equipment to purchase new mats for the walls in the gym and the mat room. So that still has yet to happen, but that's what we're hoping to get done before June 30th. So this budget reflects expenditures over revenue by $38,633, and we have a fund balance of $1,442,000. We typically have about $300,000 in prepaid expenses that we can take out of that money that's remaining at the end of the year, which would leave us with about 13% of a fund balance at the end of the year. If the limitation is waived, we'll actually be starting the year next year in really great shape. If it's not waived, I'll probably need to do another budget revision. So that's all I've got for you. I do appreciate your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
I don't think we have any.
It's just thorough.
I was just like, I'll just give them the proposed revenue and expenditure. I'm like, I can't do that. I can't do it. And then Erica, I was like talking to her before. I'm like, well, I think I might even have cents in here. She's like, oh, please don't. Don't say 12 cents. So I didn't. I refrained from that. But
we could tell that was her.
It really wasn't.
How much attention to detail and how carefully she watched. I mean, really, though, I do have to say that because this has been such an interesting year with the different pots of money that we've been dealing with and how that's gone and just trying to maximize, you know, every dollar that we have received, whether it's federal dollars that come through the state to us or whether we've worked with money from the borough or just within our own budget. It takes a lot of work, so we appreciate a very minimal budget revision.
Thank you. Well, planning. I did make revision three times. And then I'm like, oh, I have to wait for this. Oh, wait, I have to wait for this. I feel really great about this revision. And I feel great that it's so minimal. I even wondered if I even had to present. But I'm here, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions or concerns? Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the 2021 budget revision. Mara, please call the roll.
Julie Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Cheryl Files?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. So, moving on to now 16.4. Action item, new hires for the 2021-22 22 school year. So it looks like after several weeks of internal and external postings, interviews, and conversations, the principals are presenting the list for the new hires for the following school year. This is, we're asked to have it pulled out of the personnel action form just because of the number of new hires. So I think the list is up there. But I'll make a motion first to approve the new hires as presented in the 2021-22 school year. Ooh. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded by Jay. We can have a discussion now.
Your faces on there that you've probably seen from this year and even graduated from our schools, right, Heather?
Yeah. I think several of them, at least for this is we're students here, but also have been filling in for the last year on some of our emergency hires that are certified that were hired as the positions became available. For those that are listening, we have Samantha Marifern for swimming PE, Deborah Eddy for first grade, Laura Allison for first grade, Ethan Briner for second grade, Jamie Eddy for fourth grade, Amy Wilkes for fourth, fifth split, Casey Gates for sixth grade, and I think this is the newest hire, mm-hmm. Dustin Crump, High School Foreign Language, who I believe was employed at the district before.
Yep. He was named over in the secondary building, was our assistant cheer coach.
Okay.
8 years.
I thought he was an aide, too.
He was.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an aide, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe the only, I think Laura Allison is recently moved here, too, right?
Laura's from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually from the elementary school working on bios and pictures to send out in our bulletin this week. So we are getting to know a little bit more about her. And that came from some parents requesting just more information.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sisters are, and for some people, they just nice to know a name with a face.
Yep, totally.
Any other comments or questions?
Got some great people. We're excited.
And I'm assuming Spanish is the foreign language for next year?
Yeah, Spanish. Yeah. Been teaching Spanish. Also been teaching some coding, computer programming. Yeah, working on a master's in instructional tech. And, I'll be doing coaching in too. Once he gets to speak with. He said he's not interested in cheer this time, but some other places.
Okay. Yeah, it might be some arm twisting once again. Okay, motion's been made and seconded for the new hires for the 21-22 school year. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Mara, can you please call the roll? I guess we don't have to because we're all here, right? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next is 16.5, close-up travel. This is exciting to even think about. Normally we take a look at this in April, but obviously everything is abnormal this year. So Principal Dormer is seeking permission for out-of-state travel for close-up 2022. I'll make a motion to approve the out-of-state travel for close-up in 2022. Have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Meg. Mr. Dormer, can you fill us in a little bit?
Yeah, so we discovered that they will be opening up, close up for next year. I admit I do not know specific safety precautions for what it would look like in the spring, but Jimmy will be the lead for this. And they are looking at already the date of the week of March 28th. They would actually leave that Saturday before on March 26th, what it looks like. He said they would just plan on just doing just the close up, not doing, Virginia or New York or any of those add-ons for this one. I just know things still are a little unsettled, but close up, it's been a solid program. And it's an excellent experience, and we've obviously had to postpone it. So 26, and then they would return that following Saturday, which I think is the 2nd. So that's the proposed week. He's already checked with our close up rep, and that is open. And obviously, we're hopeful to get approval and then start putting the other crew. Mrs. Collin has applied and would be the 2nd chaperone. And then she has a kid going as well. And Superintendent Clue Painter would be the 3rd chaperone, also has a child going. And obviously, are all 3 excellent chaperones. Mr. Ingalls led this many, many times, a socialized teacher. And so it all makes a lot of sense. I love it. It's great.
I'm excited. The prospect that it's back on the table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Okay. I have a question. If things go poorly with COVID, mm-hmm. it's just we just cancel. Like, there's not any board action or anything, right? I mean, it just
yeah.
You just follow whatever the recommendations are going on at that time.
Yeah, for sure. I think the weird one out there, Jamie can talk more about this, is the thought of, I mean, if it were happening tomorrow and we fundraise everything, this idea that when you go, and then heaven forbid someone were to get COVID, and then you're kind of stuck there in quarantine, you can't fly, kind of drive or take a boat, you know, so you'd be kind of stuck there, what that could look like. Obviously, a lot of questions we'd have to figure out, you know, before really. When we get closer, and it's a long ways away, but
yeah, thank you very much.
Great. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passed 5-0.
Fine. All right, thank you.
Fundraising commence. Okay, moving on to 16.6. In 2019, the Petersburg School District and Petersburg District QPSD-ST, boy, that's a mouthful. Sorry, agreed to revisit the salary schedule for the 21-22 year. The original negotiated amount was a 0.5% increase, so half percentage. After negotiations, the district and PTSC agreed to a 2% increase over the 2021 salary schedule and a one-time signing incentive for classified staff returning to staff for the 21-22 school year. So if they're returning in the fall, they get a one-time signing incentive. I'll make a motion to approve that agreement, the PTSC negotiated agreement amendment and the MOA. Can I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments regarding? It's very similar to what we offer the teachers in some ways, where it's been a hard year, I'm sure, for some of them, and we're appreciative of the hard work that they've done this year, as well as the anticipation of them returning in the fall. Okay. Hearing none, I will call for the vote. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Kinley Lister?
Yes.
Meg Lister?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. 16.7, we have a request for a leave of absence. Brittany Petruski has requested a one-year leave of absence from her paraprofessional position, and that would be for just the next school year, the 21-22 school year. So I'll make a motion to approve the absence of Brittany Petruski. Can I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Do you have any? Pretty straightforward.
That's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. I'll call for the roll. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Okay, 16.8. We are on to the American Rescue Plan funding. Superintendent Quintainer will give an overview of the American Rescue Plan federal funding that will be allocated to school districts in the fall of 2021. Please take it
away. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about this just tonight, and we've had kind of a fire hose worth of information that's been coming out just this last kind of week or two. So we are looking at the allocation that's coming to the state of Alaska through the Department of Ed is about $359 million. Coming in, they're filtering that down into individual states, and so coming through the Department of Education, they'll subgrant 90% of those funds to districts based on Title I, which is some of our reading and support. And then the Department of Ed reserve funds, there's a requirement that 5% of the funding must be spent for academic impact of lost instructional time, 1% for summer learning and enrichment programs, and 1% for comprehensive after-school programs. And then the districts have to implement those, you know, have to come up with a plan for that. And then 20% of the funds that come individually have to be used to address learning loss in general. So that's kind of the overview of the amounts of dollars that are coming in. The purpose of the funds is, on a large scale, is to provide safe in-person learning opportunities for students,
support students' social, emotional, and academic needs, address educational inequities that might have been made worse by the pandemic. That could be digital issues, it could be lots of different factors there. And then, as I mentioned earlier, there's a pretty significant process for engaging stakeholders and communities in the process of looking at what the needs are and, you know, creating some goals around that. And then just having that system of accountability and transparency. So there's a lot of things that can fall under it. I mean, you can look at health and safety. It can be about summer school programs, enrichment, learning loss. There's things that some districts are using related to, you know, air quality and air handling systems and things like that, you know, for safety. We're in good shape in those areas here. We were already going down that path as far as within our own maintenance and capital projects. So, and then a focus on students who might be underserved and maybe underrepresented. So there's been a pretty concerted effort already at the state level to reach out to families of potentially, you know, English language learners, low-income families, maybe children with disabilities, students who might be experiencing homelessness, all of that. So we're trying to figure out some ways to do some good outreach to families and community members so we can get some feedback on that. And then timeline-wise, they'll release the application to be able to get in and see what the allocation might look like. Will be uploaded in the same system that we use for our Title I and migrant and all of that. And that will be available that May 24th. We have to have an updated Smart Start plan with input by June 23rd. And then by August 23rd, we have to have all the details, you know, uploaded. And then that's when they sort of, you know, approve that you've got a plan that meets their criteria. And then we can move forward. So we don't know what the allocation is yet still at this point. So stay tuned for more opportunities to give feedback, and we'll be sharing things out there with the community and families, and they can give us, you know, give us their feedback about things that they've seen within their own lives with their kids and what's been challenging and what, you know, what goals they might have or what issues they see, you know, moving forward. So that's it in a nutshell. There's lots of things for you to read attached to this if you'd like to read more about it.
Do we have any idea how much money is attached to all these requirements that would be all of these hoops that we have to make sure we jump through?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
It is. Okay. It will be. And I'm hopeful that, I mean, the department is, maybe Angela even said this today on the radio, like, you know, this is all kind of the fire hose of things coming right now when, you know, here's everybody sort of trying to wrap up school years and, mm-hmm. you know, families are thinking about summer and, you know, kids are going away on trips or work or whatever. It's a pretty challenging thing. And I'm not even sure that the state has all the details that they need. I think they're trying to funnel information and give us a process as quickly as they can so that we can at least start wrapping our minds around it. So we're pretty appreciative of the work they're doing. They're trying to provide us with some templates. You know, they're mm-hmm. going to get us some things like that. I think if there's things that we know that have worked in our district this year, I think we use the things that have worked in our district, you know. So, I mean, I think if there's protocols and, you know, we've already have things in place with smaller class sizes. We already have, you know, some things that have worked this year. So I think we'll be able to capitalize on the things that we already know, you know. And then getting an idea of some as we're working plans for summer school, of that, and so trying to address some of those, whether it's learning loss or even just the opportunity for enrichment for kids too. You know, it doesn't just have to be on whatever side. It could be a outdoor. You know, it could be a partnership with the library again. It could be looking at doing some things with Parks and Rec this summer. You know, there's some opportunities. So I think it'll be pretty busy here, I think, May, June, mm-hmm. and then see what happens throughout July, and then we'll have to be revisiting again in August to try to get all the details together. And pretty specific requirements around, you know, we have to consider things that are coming down from the CDC, and as they change, we have to modify, just kind of like we've been all year long. So hopefully it won't be an entire summer.
What's that? Yeah. Like last summer?
I hope not. But the department's working with us really closely. They're doing their best, I think, to get things to us and to try to get us, you know, templates and tools that we can use that are, you know, functional. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
that's what's going on there.
Okay. Any other questions?
All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to additional comments from board members.
I just had a question about the graduation stuff. Are we having the board attend that, or is that?
I think Sarah might be the only one. We've got a pretty limited number, right?
Somehow between all the two nieces and the numbers.
I
actually sifted in and.
Yeah,
you've got a crew. We've labeled them all just Powick across the bottom.
Oh, no.
The other
we're
family
not
members.
The biggest crew.
Because there's so many. Yes, it's going to be great. We've got room on the floor, so I think if the board would like to be there, we're not having teachers sit. They're rather going to be outside and be there for the parade at the beginning or at the end where they choose to be. So so there's a lot of room on the floor with our map and numbers. You know, we're in the bleachers and we'll be fine, the numbers we have. So I think there's plenty of room and numbers. I mean, the Jim Holtz, just looking at individual seats, 780 or something, and we're going to have, you know, 200. Fine as far as you look at percentage as well as spacing stuff out. I think it's very safe for the board to be there. You choose to. Right, sorry.
Yeah.
That's
no,
for you
I
to
think
say.
So. Absolutely. I just was looking at mitigation plans. So it's really kind of that, you know, I think so it's really up to you guys what you'd like to do. I mean I think you're supposed to do that.
Sure. Sure. Well, I don't know what was I this year, but
So, but it really is up to you guys.
I like going, but I mean, I'd rather have some kid's family that wants to be there to support their kid.
I would say you're not taking anybody's spot if that makes you
okay.
feel better.
You know,
I think you're right, Mr. Darwin. We had talked about that. So I mean, I think if you guys would like to be a part of it, and I mean, we would love to have you be a part of it. So it's just a matter.
If we have a band on the floor, it would be, you know, kind of jazz band put together, you know, so it wouldn't be a lot of kids. Very limited. Again, there's no choir, so that whole, I mean, the whole court is pretty open. There's only 28 graduates, so there's a lot of floor space.
Mm-hmm. I guess we should find out if who are available. Should we make, at this meeting, or do you want to let Erica know or Mr. Gorman know if you are going to plan on being there? There's a seat.
Mm-hmm. And we can. Make sure you've got a designated spot.
Yeah, that's well. Put your name on a picture on it if you like that
one. Mm-hmm. We would love it.
Pictures only if we're not there.
There we go. That'd be good. They'll cut out like you do in a sports stadium.
Yeah.
And Tara, if you want to talk at some point about a plan for you, if you'd like to be up with family, maybe close, and then you get down and hand out diplomas.
Yeah, whatever is fine. Yeah, I'll sit wherever.
Open it. Yeah, let us know. I think you could work to be with family because you have multiple
families
graduating.
I was thinking, for the longest time, I was thinking we work, you know, the board wouldn't be there, and then it was like, oh, I didn't even know it was a possibility that, you know, that there would be enough seats to extend even to the aunts and uncles. So
Has that been working okay for families? I know I heard a family that was like, we have, you know, big families that seem like,
yeah.
I thought, well, you know, maybe there's some small families, like we have no family, so you know, you never know with some, not that I have a senior, but just thinking of, I'm sure there are some large families, some smaller families, so feel like families are feeling accommodated and they have space for their good
feedback
there.
And to be fair, every single parent is, or group of family, whatever, has been really respectful. Hey, we have this, we'd love this if it worked out.
Yeah.
What can you do? And it's looking really positive. We haven't actually put people on maps, so we have numbers, and like you said, there's several families that are not using the full 10, and it'll be, it's looking like it's going to be great.
Yeah,
and this is something that will also stream, right, through the
absolutely.
Pixelot?
Yeah, through the Pixelot. It won't be a charge. It'll be a free stream. Hi, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Right, Jamie, no charge for the stream for graduation. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, it's going to be, we figured out a way to stream the microphone straight through the Pixelot.
Oh, good.
It's amazing.
If you watch National Honor Society, you saw Jamie and I running around, and we figured it out, so it's better than just,
it'll be free.
On your tiny little phone.
No charge. And the link is already up for the graduation.
It's on the school website.
Yep, on the school website. Everything's ready to rock for that.
Cool. Okay. So you guys can let us know tonight, or you can let us know, you know, in the next few days, if you know what your decision is. But we'd love to have you down there. So
yeah,
okay, love it. 7 o'clock, May 24th.
Yep, 7 o'clock. Maybe show up around 6:40.
6:45. Yes,
great.
I don't wanna, we normally don't have a meeting in June, but are we going to this year where we have all this stuff going on?
We do usually have a meeting in June.
There's one month we usually, it's July. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
We don't. I think it'll depend on how things look in June, how far we get on our Smart Start plan. And I think as this is going to evolve a lot in the next few weeks, this whole American Rescue Plan and how far we can get, you know, through that and getting feedback from people and see where we are, you know, with that Smart Start plan.
Do you envision like some additional work sessions or like to get through this Smart Start plan? Or
I think it could, yes.
Yeah.
And I think we can schedule those, you know, maybe it's us here and we make sure we really get it out there.
Yeah.
We want to be a part of it, which we did some of that last summer as well. And I think, I think we'll be able to.
It'd be interesting to hear,
No, you go.
I'll be quiet. This is the last thing I'm going to say.
Okay, I'm not sure.
The whole night. It'd be interesting to hear at a work session, as we're planning for next year, to hear from Heather and Rick and you and, like, what worked, what didn't work, what could we do better, what do we already know we want to do different. It's just, it doesn't have to be formal, but, and certainly not right now, but it'd be, we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
But it'd be kind of cool to hear it all in one quick conversation as we're planning for next year.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something similar to that.
Absolutely.
To talk about, Kinley, I'm going to put you on the spot. In our ASB meeting today, if I heard you right, you said, you'd like to be part of some of our discussions around Smart Start.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I mean, I'm not putting you on the spot there. And
the
I thought that'd be awesome. And we have an ASB for next year, a lot of juniors and seniors already, so we know who they are. And we could invite, it would obviously be in your summer vacation and theirs, but be cool to have a few student reps, especially the older kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to have kids. Just throw
I'd like a few teachers to be involved in that too.
Just to
hear what their what worked well, what didn't work well, and
Well, and I think that's like Mr. Dormer talking about that. I know I was part of that. I listened in on that meeting on Friday, just talking about some of the sort of pitfalls of some of the things that happened this year, or the way like you sort of have an idea of what things might look like, and then maybe they don't quite turn out that way. And so, do you modify it or do you, change that or do you say, no, how this is going to go? And, I think it's good. And there's a lot of reflection conversations going on because, like you said, there's things we're getting out of this that are really great too. Some things that have happened that have been like, no, these are good options, and good ways to do things.
I feel like that's almost a work session, so it's a little more informal, but should we have that before we have our next board meeting, only because that might help craft the Smart Start plan?
Maybe within that week, even after school, just right when school is out, maybe within that first week in June, we could do that and see, because some people are still around.
You guys are still on contract at that point still?
Yeah, we go a few weeks.
That week
that was the idea. Yeah, we're not pulling people in from. Are you going anywhere, Kinley? In June? Okay.
She'll be here.
And then we might still be able to get a few teachers that would be willing to provide feedback that might still be in town and have it taken off anymore. So.
I think that timing is better in that sense for staff, for sure, and kids too. I mean, just kind of getting through the end of the year is good. And then, but maybe close enough to the year that they haven't maybe left or started another school training program themselves or whatever they're, doing in the summer.
I'm sure this, but
or if they can't school. Come and they want to, write it down or whatever. It'd be interesting to hear. I think it would, there's been a lot of things that are like, I kind of fell flat. And then others we can always do that.
Yeah. Some reflection there.
Mm-hmm. May 27th, Sarah's work.
Okay, so even possibly that following, maybe if people are come the 4th, which is a Friday.
Of the next week?
Yeah, just if it's during the day, but I don't know if that would be convenient for people or not. They prefer it in the day.
The 28th or the week after?
The week after, maybe in that June.
Yeah, 4th. June 4th. I don't know. I was just trying to think, if we pencil it in now, then we might be more likely to, if weekdays are better, during the day or an evening one if we're asking for if you wanted a moderator, your favorite moderator is available June 4th to the 8th.
Oh.
Timmy Tolles.
Timmy.
Tolles is available.
Good, or even as a community moderator, I think that's what we were also considering, right?
But could she actually come physically?
Yes.
I haven't seen her forever.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. It might not be here, but
oh.
In June.
Okay. I might be gone those couple of days too. Yeah, I'm definitely gone.
Jay and I?
I would love to hear this, so if it's some time that I can't be there, I hope that it can be recorded. That's a new thing that we do with COVID that's working.
This is true. Whatever we have happen.
All right, so I don't know whether the fourth will work. Should we wait?
Just put it tentatively.
Is that, you said that's a Friday of that week?
Tentatively,
But you're going to be gone too?
I forget what day. I'm actually taking a couple days to, like, not do anything, and so I'm going to a cabin because I have, like all of you, have been working very hard.
Yeah.
My wrist surgery done, but that fell out. So I'm going to go to a cabin instead and do nothing.
A cabin sounds great.
For a little while. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll shoot our email around and see.
Okay.
I just need to double check my calendar.
Okay.
And it could be earlier in that week if we did, I mean, just for this conversation, if we're thinking about it.
When do you leave again?
29th.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got some options, too, and some ways to get some feedback from people, too.
Yeah.
So we can work on that. We can work on that and within the district as well. And
I just like to not lose theme.
I agree. I think doing it sooner.
You might have some good.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments?
I have a quick question for Mr. Dormer.
Yes.
So as we're forecasting for next year, are there any classes that have been taken out because of COVID? This year, choir was taken out.
Oh, I see. No. Everything's going back. As you saw the signs, they're putting the band back together with the Blues Brothers, so band's back. No, the only ones that are out are things that rotate, like we'll get AP Euro back, but the AP, whatever, call for lit, they just, getting physics, but no chemistry, those, like, I think those AP Bio next year just because of rotations, but nothing because of COVID. Yeah, good question.
And
did
they
do
full Spanish, in-person Spanish?
In-person Spanish this year when they expanded.
And so the forecasting next week or so.
Should be early next week, unless we run into some big explosions with the schedule.
Yeah.
Great. Future agenda items would be, I guess, the Smart Start plan.
Yep.
We'll put travel protocol on there.
Yeah.
Because we need to keep it on there. Just to make sure we keep revisiting it. Is there anything else off the top of the plan instead?
I'd like to add the handbook.
You mentioned that too.
Probably
I think
should have had all of our
both handbook. Have them in June. Yeah.
So both all three schools.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other new business? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Meg. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Have a good evening.